From WCRS News, this is 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus is sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. You can go to their website at www.theredcross.org for more information. Welcome to 102.1 Focus. I'm the public affairs producer, Tyrone Capers. Glad you're joining me today. We have, we're producing a health segment on sexually transmitted diseases, and a special guest again to 102.1 Focus, Makita Porter from the Columbus Health Department. And Makita, on the behalf of 102.1 Focus, thank you for coming and welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, Tyrone. Thank you for having me. I'm very pleased to be here today on behalf of Columbus Public Health and the Sexual Health Program.
Great. Glad to have you. Let's jump right in here because this problem doesn't seem to go away.
No, it is ongoing.
Right. Tell our listeners, what is syphilis?
Well, a syphilis is a bacterial infection. It is transmitted during sexual contact.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So any kind of sex, vaginal, anal, oral sex can transmit a syphilis infection. And it is a systemic infection, meaning that it does get into one's blood system and can cause some significant damage to your internal organs.
Scary stuff.
Yes, if not treated. So it's certainly something that if someone has, they want to make sure that they're treated and treated appropriately to stop the effects of that that disease on your body.
Right. Mm-hmm. What is gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea, again, it's another bacterial infection. It is transmitted during sex, so any kind of unprotected sex, vaginal, anal, oral sex. You can get these infections in your throat. I know a lot of people think, oral sex isn't really sex, so I don't have to worry about, you know, protecting myself there, but absolutely you do. So it is bacterial. It's curable. Mm-hmm. It's not systemic generally. It can become systemic if left untreated for a long time. Okay. But generally gonorrhea is not. Complications, there are complications to an untreated gonorrhea infection. It can cause one to not be able to have children. One of the most significant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you say systemic, tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Okay, so syphilis is an infection that gets into your blood system.
Okay.
So a syphilis infection is going to it's going to go throughout your body.
Right.
And therefore causing more significant damage to your internal organs than, say, an infection that stays localized or you know, in the genital area or in the pharynx, you know, in your mouth, your throat. If there was an infection there, like a chlamydia or a gonorrhea infection, they're usually going to, you know, be localized, whereas a syphilis infection gets into your blood system, runs throughout your body, and causes some significant damage.
Okay. What's the treatment for syphilis? Do you have any information on that?
I do. And so if somebody's not penicillin allergic, then it is a shot of penicillin. It actually can range, but depending on how long somebody's had an infection.
Okay.
If it's less than 12 months, and we can determine that if they've been infected less than 12 months, then it's one shot. If it's greater than 12 months, then it's a series of three shots.
Okay.
Once a week for 3 weeks, and you really need to make sure.
You keep coming back.
Yes. You want to complete that series and make certain that that infection is treated and treated appropriately.
Okay. How is gonorrhea treated?
Gonorrhea is treated with antibiotics.
Okay.
It's a curable infection as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to hear.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
That's good to hear. Okay. Mm-hmm. What population here in Franklin County are we seeing as far as numbers with syphilis and gonorrhea?
Mm-hmm. So in as far as syphilis cases in Franklin County, there were about just a little less than 3,000, so 2,900 and something.
That's 2,000 too many.
Yes, absolutely. That was in 2011. So
okay, was that syphilis or gonorrhea?
That
or
is the number
combined?
Of gonorrhea infections
okay,
in Franklin
gonorrhea.
County.
Okay.
Yeah, in Franklin County.
Do you have any numbers on syphilis?
And for syphilis, and looking at the same time frame, so 2011, there were about 200.
Okay.
So there are significantly less number of cases of syphilis.
That number sounds kind of low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is good that,
yes,
you know, there
is.
Are less. But
the numbers that are lower.
Mm-hmm. It's better, but
right.
It still is much more of a significant problem in Franklin County than other counties in the United States.
Okay.
So, you know, when we look at nationally how Columbus compares to other areas,
okay.
As far as syphilis is concerned, we're ranked number 30.
All right.
And that's in 2010, so the most recent number that we have for national rankings, per se. I mean, you don't want to be known for, there's some things you don't want your county to be known for.
Exactly.
And being ranked fairly high for
right.
gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, and AIDS cases,
okay.
as Franklin County is,
okay.
Is something that we need to be aware of, and people need to know how to protect themselves.
You have any information on herpes?
Herpes is a virus.
Okay.
HSV. I don't have numbers.
Okay.
I can tell you that about 20% of the population in the United States has herpes.
Uh-oh.
It's very common. Doesn't mean that somebody's going to have symptoms of or an outbreak of herpes.
Right.
But there are many people in the United States who have the virus, you know, at a minimum, and then it's pretty common and can cause some very uncomfortable blisters, painful blisters in
right.
the genital area. It usually is where they are. They'll heal up whether or not somebody gets treatment, but there is treatment that's available. It's a viral infection. It's not curable,
okay.
But there is treatment that's available to help somebody manage it so that they have less frequent outbreaks,
okay.
And then those outbreaks can be less severe if somebody is taking, there's a medicine called Valtrex that is available so folks can manage a herpes infection.
Now, can the body build up a natural immunity to fight off the herpes virus during their lifetime, or does it stay with them for life? Do you know any information on that?
Once somebody has the herpes virus in their blood, then they have it.
Okay.
You know,
so the body doesn't build up an immunity to fight it off later on down the road?
As I understand, the outbreaks as one gets older do become less frequent.
Okay.
So, you know, the body has learned to manage it somewhat on its own.
So you can possibly reinfect yourself if you're sleeping with someone that's infected?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. As you know, December 1st was World AIDS Day, and we all have to take a look and remind mm-hmm. ourselves those people who have died from AIDS and living with AIDS.
Yes.
Do you have any numbers on that for here in Franklin County?
Well, in Franklin County, looking at, again, those national rankings, or looking at how our county compares to some other parts of the nation, Franklin County in cumulative AIDS cases through 2009,
okay.
we were ranked number 26. And so, Tyrone, when you look at the number of counties in Ohio, there are 88 counties in Ohio.
Correct.
So how many counties are there in the nation? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
But we're ranked number 26 out of all of the...
That's kind of high on the list.
I would say so.
Here in
I would say so.
Out of 88 counties, you know, 26.
Yeah, well, and actually, so we're looking at nationally. So there are 88 counties in Ohio.
Right.
How many counties are there in Illinois? How many counties are there in California? You know, I don't know. So
right.
the rankings that the CDC puts out are either metropolitan areas.
Okay.
Or counties. So however the state is reporting infections
okay.
Is how they're reflected. So within those rankings, you know, New York City is there,
right.
New Orleans, you know, Los Angeles County, all of those areas are higher up in that ranking, okay, as well as Franklin County, Ohio.
Right.
We're number 26.
Right.
So throughout in the nation, I would say yes. So there are some sexually transmitted infections here, and folks need to be aware of that and protect themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where can people go, come to the Columbus Health Department and be tested, mm-hmm, for HIV?
Columbus Public Health is located 240-240 Parsons Avenue.
Okay.
It is on the corner of East Main and Parsons.
Okay.
A large building, used to be the State Highway Patrol building.
Okay.
I call it the castle. It's a cobblestone, big, large cobblestone, okay, castle-looking building.
Okay.
Parking is in the back. Parking,
okay,
is free.
Okay.
We are located on the second floor.
Okay.
So come see us. It's a walk-in clinic. And if we're full for the day, then we can schedule you an appointment, possibly, to come back. Or, you know, you can always try to come back a following day. But generally speaking, if you're there for HIV testing only, then you should be able to get that test that day. Sometimes with exams,
okay,
or we're getting a full exam, then the clinicians can only see so many people in a day, and you may have to, you know, I would say get there early, and you'll be able to get in that same day.
You know how long testing takes?
If you're there for an HIV test only, it'll be about 30 minutes to an hour to go through the registration process.
Okay.
And then the test, and then we'll be able to give you your test results that same day. So that's
good.
Not bad. Yeah.
Right.
30 minutes to an hour.
Is there a drugstore test people can take to find out about HIV if they have infection?
There is some home testing that's available. I'm sorry, I don't have a whole lot of information on that.
Okay, no problem. I've heard different things on the news about you can,
mm-hmm,
go to a drugstore and get like a pregnancy test, you can get an HIV test.
And, yeah.
And I just, mm-hmm, want to know, was there any validity to that?
Mm-hmm. There are some home test kits that are available for HIV. Now, I'll tell you, I do look at when I'm in the drugstore because, you know, it's kind of what I do. So
okay.
I check it out. I've not seen them, but as I understand it, you can purchase them on the internet. So, you know, there's some information out
resource
there about them.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Makeda, tell our listeners real quick what you do for the Columbus Health Department.
Okay. So I manage the Prevention Services Program, and we work with HIV and syphilis cases. And so we work to help assure that those folks that are in need of treatment for those infections, HIV and or syphilis, get the medication that that they need. And then we also work with them to, we talk with them about partners and who else may need to be tested. And we work to assure that those people are tested and treated as well to try to prevent the spread of HIV and syphilis.
Plug your website.
So our website is Take Care Down There Columbus.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, very easy. Take Care Down There Columbus, and you can go there. You can find information with our clinic hours, the main clinic hours, and then we also have testing throughout Columbus. So there are different sites, and you'll find that information on the Take Care Down There Columbus website too.
Great information. Our special guest on 102.1 Focus, Makeda Porter from the Columbus Health Department. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Tyrone. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus was sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. Go to their website at www.theredcross.org for more information. This 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers is a production of WCRS News.